Salsa is a staple of Mexican and Southwestern cuisine. A spicy tomato-based condiment people typically enjoy as a topping on tacos or dip for tortilla chips. Recipes vary, as does the kick factor, from mild to extra hot. Salsa is the Spanish word for sauce. This American company produces 9 different flavors, from regular to roasted garlic to pineapple mango. All flavors begin with fresh tomatoes, delivered daily to the factory. Workers inspect them carefully and remove any stems, leaves, and unripe or imperfect tomatoes. Other workers, meanwhile, cut the stems off cilantro, a leafy herb that acts as a major flavor enhancer. They wash the cilantro in a tank of ice-cold water, then transfer it to another cold water tank for a second wash, and then to another tank for a third wash, then a fourth and final wash, this one in a machine with food-safe vegetable sanitizer containing bacteria-killing hydrogen peroxide. Then they dry the wet cilantro in a giant salad spinner. In another area, they prep the onions, peeling the skin and slicing off the ends. They rinse the onions with water and the same sanitizer they used on the cilantro. Ditto with the tomatoes. This industrial-strength dicing machine chops up all the produce ingredients. It has interchangeable blades to adjust for different-sized cuts. First through the dicer, the tomatoes. They enter whole and exit in pieces about a centimeter big. Next, the onions. The dicer chops them into pieces roughly half a centimeter in size. Meanwhile, the cilantro goes into a cutter, which chops it into fine pieces. The recipe proportions are roughly 80% tomatoes, 5% onions, 2% cilantro, 5% green peppers, then additional flavor-specific ingredients, plus salt, pepper, and vinegar. With the prep work done, it's now time to blend all the ingredients in a giant mixer. Each batch begins with 208 liters of tomatoes. Next comes the cilantro. This and all the ingredients are pre-weighed so as to be in the correct proportion to the quantity of tomatoes. The onions are next. This particular batch of salsa is garlic artichoke flavor, hence the next ingredient, diced artichokes. Now the combined liquid ingredients, lemon juice, lime juice, and white vinegar. Followed by the combined dry ingredients, salt, pepper, dried celery, and garlic powder. A final high-speed 5-minute mix ensures everything is thoroughly blended and ready for packaging. The finished salsa goes into vats. From there, at packaging time, a pumping system moves it to the automated filling machine, whose nozzles squirt the required quantity of salsa into plastic containers. The machine then seals each container with a plastic safety film and presses on a cover. This is what the packaging process looks like in slow motion. It actually moves at about twice this speed. The filled containers now pass through a combination X-ray metal detector. On the off chance a foreign object fell into the salsa during production, the machine flags the affected container and triggers an automated arm to eject it from the production line. This standard food safety precaution ensures that every single container proceeding to labeling and then onto store shelves is A-OLAY.